Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone, as we put away our Pesach Kelim and prepare to go back to the regular Seder HaParshia, is preparing for Parshas Kedoshim. I'd like to share with you today one inyan of Machshava and one that is a more technical inyan, but certainly has a lesson as well. Let me start with a Machshava topic, which is based on the Netziv in his Pirish HaMikdavar on Chumash. And the site which I will share with you today, the Netziv has in the Chumash in at least five different places, including in this week's parasha, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Chav Dalet. There, the Pasuk is discussing the mitzvah of Neter Ravai, the crop of the fourth year after a tree is planted, which is eaten like Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim. The Pasuk reads, U'bashana haraviyas yiyakol piriyai kodesh, Hilulim LaHashem. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Hey uses this pasuk as the source, the Asmachta, for the halacha of bracha rishayna, the idea that we make a bracha before we eat food. And although the idea of a bracha is a derabbanan, the Gemara brings the Asmachta from this pasuk, and then the Tziv explains that, which he, with a yisaid, which he has discussed, as I said, many times in the Sefer. Now, the first time in Parshas Bereishis, Perek Beis, Pasuk Hey, and there, he addresses a fundamental issue. We know that of all the mitzvahs in the Torah, the phrase Avoida is used specifically for a mitzvah which is done as an Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, one of the mitzvahs that is done in the Beis HaMikdash, or for davening. Davening is also called Avoida. Now, really, Avoida just means work. Somebody who's an Eved Hashem, who, so to speak, works for the Rabbanu Shalom, does all Taryag Mitzvahs. And the question is why the word Avoida is used specifically for davening nowadays and at the Beis HaMikdash then. And then the Tziv there establishes the aside. His aside is that a Kaddish Baruch Hu put into the nature of the Bria, into the nature of the world, that when a person does his work for Parnasso, whether it's tilling the land, as in the case of a farmer, or working the books, as in the case of an accountant. Whatever a person does, that's Avoida. It's the work that he does, the work he does to give himself a Parnasso. Part of the Derech Tivi v'Halichai Sa'olam, Nikva Meiraish Dubai Tfila. There's an idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the nature of the world that just as a person has to work in order to earn his livelihood, so too a person has to talk to the Rabbi Nishalayim, and that helps him in his tefillah, in his work as well, in his parnasa. So that tefillah and bracha, prayer and blessing, brings a greater bracha to the world. As the Tzim explains it, the shefa, the blessing that comes from heaven, is influenced by a person's brachis or by a person's tefillah, and that opens up the floodgates from heaven, and that opens up the ability for a person to make a parnasa. And even though from a yidden work far less than their non-from or non-Jewish neighbors, we are off, as the Gemara says, Shabbos Hayayin, Yom Tov Hayayin, we're off 52 days plus another two dozen days a year. But the brachas that we say, the tzorah that we do compensates, more than compensates, and has the opportunity to open a shefa of bracha in heaven. So that it's in the teva of the world, the halichas olam, the nature of the world, that tefillah and bakasha and bracha help bring a person's parnasa. But therefore it's called avoida, it's part of your work. Part of your work is this type of thing. The Sefer HaIkrim writes this aside in Maimar Dalet, where he says that even if on Rosh Hashanah it was Paskin that you would make a certain amount of parnasa, it was decreed that you would earn a certain amount of money in the coming year, nevertheless, if you don't ask for it, you may not get it. If you don't request it, you may not have enough schusim to be able to get it. So that bracha brings a shefa. Tfila or bracha rishayna brings the shefa of bracha. And here, that's what the pasuk is saying. B'shana haraviyas yakol piryei kodesh. Really, the pasuk could have stopped there. The peiros of the fourth year are holy. But the pasuk is Hilulim LaHashem. It's a way of establishing praise to Hashem. If you have to go up and be on the regal and go to Yerushalayim and eat the Netar Ravai there, that'll be an opportunity to go to the Beis Hamikdash, Hilulim LaHashem. And Hilulim LaHashem is what brings a bracha to the world. In benching, at the end of benching, we add, B'moroin yilamdu alayhem yoleinu z'chusha te'eva l'shmer Yerushalayim. It's a very unusual request. We say b'moroin yilamdu b'moroin in the higher spheres in heaven yilamdu aleihem v'aleinu, they will learn or they will say about us zuchus shetem shmer shalom, and that zuchus will bring us isa bracha meis Hashem mitzdakah. What's going on? Since do we say that in heaven yilamdu aleihem v'aleinu zuchus? In line with what I was saying, it's the bracha. When we make a bracha, when we bench, which is the ultimate bracha, that opens the floodgates in heaven, that opens up the shefa in heaven to allow the bracha to come down. The Gemara says, the Mishnah actually says, that the malachim yester Rabbi Nishalayim, you write in your Torah, Yisa Hashem panav eilecha, that God shows favoritism to the Jewish people. But on the other hand, it also says, lo yisa panim, that God doesn't show favoritism. Isn't that a contradiction? And the Malachim answered that Heim of Archim Akazai Sakabeya, Jews bench, even when they eat a small amount of food, and therefore they're deserving of this extra bracha. According to what was saying, now we understand that. Because bracha brings shefa. And when you eat and bench, they bring that shefa from heaven. And therefore in benching we say that, Bamara Yilamdu Alayam Yolainu Zuchusha Deilish Mershalay, that from heaven the bracha of Mishmer Shalim should come down, and that is a connection to this Yisayid that the Netziv says, the idea that Tzumah and Shemayim brings down, from heaven, brings down an ability for there to be a Shefa. And therefore, of all the schools for Parnasa, the one which counts the most is to bench properly, to bench with Kavana. The Netziv adds, the Gemara says in Brachas Lamed Hei, Kala Eichob Li Bracha Goyzei LaKadosh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael. Someone who eats without a bracha is stealing from God and the Jewish people. In what way is he stealing? I guess Pasha Pshat is that he steals the schus from the Jewish people. Says the Netziv, a point of Ayasayit, it's beautiful. Since when a person makes a bracha, he benches, he in fact brings bracha from heaven, so therefore someone who eats without a bracha Rishayna, without benching, Goyzel is literally stealing, taking something away from the Jewish people. So this is a mashava, a beautiful mashava of the Netziv. Let me move on to an idea which is really based on something quite technical but important. In Hebrew, there are two words for no. The word loy, lamed aleph, means no. And the word al means no, or means don't. So we have psukim, for example, loy sirtzach, don't steal. We have other psukim that use the word al. We have in this week's parasha, al tisnu elo oivais, do not pay attention to certain types of sorcery. What is the difference between loy and al? So this is a question we've addressed in the past, and the aside is that loy means you better not. Loy sirtzach is a command from a position of authority. Loy, don't do this, you better not do it. While al is a request, please don't. Al no. The word no, please, is connected to al. Al no, never. Loy no. Someone who says loy is commanding. Someone who says al is begging. Yechiru Ruvein v'al yomais. It's a request from the Rabbi Yisrael. Let Ruvein live and not die. Well, al no sihi kameis. Please, don't let her be like one who is dead. The most pointed place where we find this is in Malach Malach Peri Gimel, where, very famously, Shlomo HaMelech declares that the baby be cut in half. And when he declares the baby be cut in half, the mother says, begs, Hameis al timiseyu. To which the king replies and says to his soldiers, Hameis loy simiseyu. The same three words with the change of al to loy. Why? Well, the mother said, Hameis al timiseyu. I beg you, don't kill the child. And the king said, Hameis loy simiseyu. Don't kill the child. Well, till here, this is Chazara. This is something we discussed once in the past. It happens to be found in a very excellent article book known as Pathways of the Prophets. Coming to this week's parasha, though, we do seem to have a problem. There are commandments with the word al. Al tifnu el ha'elilim. We have al tifnu el ha'ibais. Al techalel bitchal ha'asmaisa. There are a few mitzvahs that are with the word al. And that seems to be a major problem. The first is right at the beginning of the parasha. Al tifnu el ha'elilim. Well, please don't go to Avodah Zarah. Certainly don't go to Avodah Zarah. What is going on? The Sefer HaKsava HaKabbalah, he explains this, and explains it beautifully. He says that within the mitzvahs of the Torah, there are commandments that are mitzvahs ma'isiyos, that are things that we are commanded to do or not to do. Mitzvahs ma'isiyos. There are other commandments which have to do with machshava, emunah, faith. In the mitzvahs ma'isiyos, there are times where a person puts himself in danger by following certain hashkafis that are improper. Al tifnu el ha'elilim ve'lehem ha'secha le'sasu lochem. The commandment is not to make avodah zarah. What leads to making avodah zarah is a person who strays in his thought, tashkafis to the thoughts which believe in elilim. So the Torah is saying, al tifnu el ha'elilim, please don't pay attention to tashkafis of avodah zarah. Ve'lehem ha'secha le'sasu lochem. You shouldn't come to be making an avodah zarah. So that the al, or al tifnu el ha'elilim, al yadayim, is not the practice. The practice is commanded with loy, with do not. The al, the please, is the Torah teaching us to stay away from giri yetzahara, from enticing the yetzahara to go on the path to aveiros. He brings other examples. Atikach me'itay nesha fesardis. There's one place where ribis is mentioned with the lashon of al. And that is used in the Gemara as an asmachta for what we call adak ribis, ribis derabbanan. So the Torah is saying, al tikach, please don't take. You're not commanded midiraisa against this type of ribbis. But if you take certain types of ribbis, which may be permitted, the things we call avak ribbis, it will lead you to true ribbis. Al tikach meitai neshech otardis. Or al tainu isha samisai. Al tainu, well, einor is an isha deiraisa. Cheating a person is an isha deiraisa. But cheating a person in less than a sixth, it's not technically also. There's a certain leeway, amount of leeway, in which pricing is allowed to fluctuate. Still, the Torah says, "Al tainu isha samisha." Don't do it at all. If you start to cheat someone a little bit, you'll end up cheating him a lot. So there's a lesson here. The lesson in the al means please don't. Loi is you're commanded not to. And the al's of this week's parasha, which are numerous examples. These owls all teach us to stay away from the Gira Yetzirah, from the Machshavos which lead to it. So we have two thoughts on the week's parasha. One is a Diddik thought which leads to a Mustar idea as well, the owl and the lie, and the other is the Nitzit Yisai. Before signing off, I'd like to point out something which will be an issue of dispute in many shuls. As you know, this year Achrei Mais and Kedoshim are separate parashiyos. According to what it says in most Chumashim, you would be laying the Haftarah of Parshas Kedoshim. After all, when they're separate, you lay the Parsha Haftarah of Kedoshim. When they're together, we lay the Haftarah of Achrei Mais. As a matter of fact, this year, we will be laying a Parshas Kedoshim, the Haftarah of Achrei Mais. You'll say, why? And the answer is the following. Of the two Haftarahs, the Haftarah of Achrei Mais is primary. It's one of the most beautiful Haftarahs in the Parsha. Halai kibnei kushim atem li. Beautiful Haftarah. It's the Haftarah of Achrei Mais. When we can only lay one of the two, we lay the Haftarah of Achrei Mais. That's why in Achrei Mais and Kedoshim are together, we lay the Haftarah of Achrei Mais. When they're separate, we do two Haftarahs. So for Achrei Mais, we do Halei Kedney Kushiyim, and for Kedoshim, we do its Haftarah. This year, though, Achrei Mais came out on Shabbos HaGadol. On Shabbos HaGadol, we did not read Halei Kedney Kushiyim. We read the Haftarah of Hosheya, of Shabbos HaGadol. And therefore, this week, Parshas Kedoshim, we should be laning the Haftarah of Parshas Achrei Mais. It's something to make sure to do advance work on and let the Baal Kaira know, point it out to whoever's in charge, the Gaboyim in the Shul. It's an especially wrong mistake to make, given that the Haftarah we should be laning is one of the shortest Haftarahs. And if you lane the Haftarah of Kedoshim, it's one of the longer Haftarahs, which is just, I guess, an added incentive to get it right. Halai kibnei kushiyim atem li yashur haftarah, take out a nach, learned Haftarah, one of the most beautiful Haftarahs of all the Haftarahs that we learn in Shul. And with that, I wish everybody an absolutely wonderful Shabbos Parshas Kedashim.